Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In Parshas Vayakel, B'nai Yisrael commence building the Mishkan and all of its kelim with Bezalel at the head of this huge project. The Gemara in Maseches Brachos Daf Nun Hey Amar Aleph points out that the way Hashem told Moshe to build the Mishkan is not exactly the same way that Moshe conveyed that to Bezalel. In Parshas Kisisa, after Hashem told Moshe to appoint Bezalel, Hashem tells Moshe what to tell Bezalel. Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Zayin, Hashem tells Moshe that Bezalel must build Eis Ohel Moed Ve'es Aron La'edus, etc. Bezalel must build the Ohel Moed, that's the Mishkan, the outer structure of the Mishkan, and then the Aron Kodesh. And then the Torah lists more kelim, like the Shulchan, like the Menorah, etc. So again, Hashem says to build the Mishkan, the structure of the Mishkan, and then the kelim. However, the Gemara says, when Moshe told Bezalel what to build, he followed a different order. Rather than following Hashem's order of first the outer structure of the Mishkan and then the Kelim, Moshe switched the order and followed the order that we find in the beginning of Parshas Truma. That is, first the Kelim and then the outer structure of the Mishkan. And then in Parshas Vayakel, Bezalel builds the Mishkan in the order that Hashem told Moshe, not in the order that Moshe told Bezalel. In other words, even though Moshe told Bezalel to build the kelim first, Bezalel did what Hashem told Moshe. Beginning in Perek Lamed Vav Pasuk Ches, Bezalel builds first the outer structure of the Mishkan, and then he builds the kelim afterwards. The Gemara records what Bezalel said to Moshe. Bezalel said, Moshe Rabbeinu, usually a person builds a house, and only afterwards places kelim in the house. But you, Moshe, told me to build the kelim first, before the house. Is it possible, said Bezalel to Moshe, that Hashem told you to first build a house and then build the kelim? And Moshe replied, Your name, Bezalel, means you are in the shadow of God. Perhaps you were in God's shadow. You are right. You knew exactly what God said. You were able to understand what God wanted as if you were there when he said it to me. And this whole Gemara is hard to understand. Why would Moshe switch the order and tell Bezalel a different order than Hashem told him? Hashem said, first the Mishkan structure and then the Kelim. But Moshe said, first the Kelim and then the Mishkan. Why would Moshe say something that Hashem didn't say? Many Mefarshim ask these questions. I'd like to share a beautiful explanation given by Rav Mordechai Greenberg Shlita, Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivat Kerem B'Yavne. It's in his Sefer Midarkei HaParsha on Parshas Vayakel. Much of Rav Greenberg's explanation is based on various writings of Rav Avram Yitzchak HaKohen Cook, who died in 1935. Excuse me, I'm sorry that I'm a little hoarse today. Says Rav Greenberg, it is the end goal of every large plan to end in the actualization of that plan. The objective of any large real estate project, for example, or any military operation is, of course, to successfully complete that project or that mission. However, the road from planning to execution almost never goes exactly as planned. There's always some snag, some issue, some problem that forces the planners to modify their plans. Of course, even when they're modifying their plans, the goal still is to make the ultimate reality, or even identical to the original plans. But that takes time. It takes patience. It happens in steps. The architect can see, so to speak, the end product, the finished building standing there being used exactly as she or he planned. But it's the construction worker who is focused on the day-to-day issues, like the supply of concrete or the removal of garbage from the worksite, and that worker does not or cannot see the end result. And that is often the way of the physical world, and that is often the way of the spiritual world as well. When Moshe was told about the Mishkan, he was able to discern what the ultimate purpose was for the Mishkan. It was for the Aron Kodesh, for the Torah. and for the avoda with all its kelim. That is the ultimate purpose of the Mishkan. Not the building, not the outer structure. Lahavdil, like any school or any shul, the ultimate purpose of the Mishkan is not what the building looks like, but what goes on in the building. So Moshe told Bezalel to build the kelim first. They are the priority. They are the ultimate goal. However, Bezalel, the builder, is not the architect. Bezalel sees the building must come first exactly as Hashem commanded. There is a large vision, and we'll get there, God willing, but we have to get there in this world, practically, step by step. You, Moshe, the paradigmatic visionary, the highest Navi, you are right, Moshe. The ultimate goal is indeed what happens inside the Mishkan, but first we have to get there, and by working together, the dreamers and the doers, we will indeed transform the spiritual dream into a reality. Have an amazing day, everyone.